Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. Today's episode is brought to you by Harp Column Music at harpcolummusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements and compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. As you browse the online catalog, be sure to check out the reviews available for many of the pieces to see what other harpists have to say before you buy. For our fifth episode, we take a little time to talk about an extremely relevant topic for February, winter weather, with harpist and author of the article titled Warm Up for Winter in the current issue of Harp Column, Angela Schwartzkopf. To get started, I'll have Angela introduce herself.
I'm Angela Schwartzkopf, and I am a freelance harpist and educator in the city of Toronto in Canada.
So let's talk a little bit about the article that you wrote for the Harp Column. What inspired you to write the article?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny how these things work. I had actually gotten an email from Allison just saying that they wondered if I would be interested in writing another article. I've written a few articles for Harp Column over the years and asked if I had any ideas, and I wrote her back. I said, oh, of course, I'd love to write an article, but I didn't have any ideas off the top of my head, nothing that I had a burning desire to write about. And she said, okay, well, you know, I've got some ideas, and sent me a list of articles that she had dreams for in the past but hadn't been written yet. And then I read through them. This one was on the list, and I thought, well, that's a very practical article to write about, considering I live in Canada and I deal with the winter and I have a lot of harp winter related issues, and it might be a very good learning experience for me to research it.
How did you go about choosing the people who you used for the article?
A few of them I got through Allison. I have a few contacts in Canada that I came to mind when I started working on this article, just harpists that I knew who lived in cold climates. For instance, the harpist in Alberta that I contacted, I knew someone who had studied with her in Alberta. So I sent out a bunch of feeler emails that way. And then I contacted Allison and I said, I don't want all of my references to be Canadian harpists. So I asked if she had some recommendations of harpists that I could get in touch with in the States or other areas that might also have dealt with cold harp moving situations. And she put together a list. And so I just shot out a whole bunch of emails and just saw who got back to me and went from there.
Did anybody say anything that was unexpected?
No, I think that everything that I read made a lot of sense in the responses I got from people. Nothing seemed totally earth-shattering, but a lot of it is stuff that you forget and you don't think about. Maybe keeping kitty litter or salt in the car with you so that if you get into an ice storm situation that you are able to get some traction for your wheels. Makes perfect sense. Not something I would always have thought about on my own.
Definitely. I never would consider carrying a can of kitty litter in my car.
You know, I have a case of salt at my back door for getting out of my parking spot, but I, you know, wouldn't have thought of bringing some of it with me in case of a storm, which makes perfect sense when you think about it. You could be at a venue for a 3-hour rehearsal, which means you're probably there for more like 4 to 5 hours, and an ice storm could happen in that time and your car could be frozen in. You know, you might need some salt to get out.
I do not miss the Rochester snow moving days for harp. Tell me about your most extreme winter experience with your harp.
I live in the city of Toronto, but I drive a lot for work. And for a period of time, I didn't actually own a car. So actually for about the first, I'd say 4 or 5 years of freelancing in Toronto, I didn't own a car. I rented all the time. So I was hired to play with the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra, which is about, like, you know, on a good day, you can probably get there an hour and a half, maybe less. Like, it's not that far away. You know, that first snowfall of the year, no one knows how to drive, right? Everyone freaks out. And it was just disastrous. Accident after accident on the highway. It took us 4 hours to get there. So I ended up missing the first half of the concert. So I was doing crazy things like getting off the highway, taking back roads, changing into my black clothing in the car.
I would be so stressed out. That kind of stuff gives me so much anxiety.
The hardest part was that I got there, it was intermission. So I walked on stage, I tuned the harp, and then I sat down and I had to play the rest of the show. And I had tons of solos in this program. And I just felt like this adrenaline crash when I sat down. I had been knuckles, like, gripping the steering wheel for 4 hours, and then I sat down at the harp, and all of a sudden I just felt like I was going to go to bed.
You're listening to Harp Column Podcast number 5. You can read more harp news, opinions, feature stories, and subscribe to the print magazine online at www.harpcolumn.com. One of my favorite things about this podcast is that it gives us all the opportunity to meet and get to know harpists from all over the world. If you've been reading my recent blogs on the Harp Column website, you will know that I've been thinking a lot about the importance of relevance in our field and how we might remain so in this constantly evolving world. One area that I strongly believe should be fostered and grown further is that of new compositions for harp. Ours is a complicated instrument to write for, and funding for commissioning projects is not always easy to come by. So when I heard about Angela's active involvement in the commissioning and creating processes for many new works that involve harp, I knew it was something I wanted to discuss further with her.
Let's talk a little bit about Kevin Lau's piece, Castles in the Sand. That was a collaborative project between the two of you?
So it was a commission, actually. My parents officially commissioned the work, so they have always been the most supportive people in the world. When I finished my master's degree, they surprised me with a commission that they had done from another composer. His name's Mark Nirenberg. And they just handed me this piece of music, and he had written it for me. And it was a really wonderful, wonderful gift to get. And they said to me about partway through my doctorate degree that they wanted to do that for me again, and that they wanted me to pick the composer this time and to be a part of the process. And I'd worked quite a bit with Kevin Lau in the past. He had written a lot of orchestral works that I had the opportunity to premiere. And I had done a recording of some of his orchestral music as well. And he's a really lovely person, just like the nicest guy you will meet. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would love it if he wrote a harp solo. His style of writing, so beautiful. So I talked to him and he agreed to write the work, and we went from there. There was some back and forth. He would send me things and I would tell him that wasn't possible, or we could do this, or we could try and make this work. We had some sessions together, but he did really well with the writing. There wasn't a lot on my end that needed to be adjusted or changed.
It's 5 movements, correct?
That's right. Yep.
And about 15 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. And there's no break between the movements. They all run together.
How would you describe the piece?
I would say like contemporary / epic.
I love that description. You're selling it. I really want this piece now.
I find that with a lot of Kevin Lau's music, especially his orchestral music, it feels like you're always going through a journey or a process. It's such a great thing to play.
Do you have any exciting upcoming projects?
Well, I actually just got a grant from the American Harp Society to commission a new piece. This one is by composer Monica Pierce, and she is another Toronto composer, and she runs an organization called the Toy Piano Composers, or she's one of the composers that runs this organization. There's a few of them that are artistic directors, and I actually collaborated with them, I think, about 2 years ago on a program of all new works for harp. And they were primarily chamber works. And Monica wrote a harp solo for me, and it was called Attach. And the dream was always that it would have a companion piece that went with it called Detach. And so we did Attach, and I think it was really successful. It was a really interesting piece. It's short, just about 5 minutes. So we worked on the grant application together, and we're really lucky. We got the grant from the American Harp Society, and so she's going to be working on writing Detach for me this summer, and hopefully we'll be premiering it next fall. Attach is pretty fast and furious, and I think Detach is going to be a deconstruction of the ideas in the first movement, sort of slowing it down, breaking it apart. It'll be interesting.
Will you be attending the American Harp Society conference in Atlanta this summer?
I will be. I'm very excited. I'm presenting at the conference. The conference is really, I think, going to be focusing a lot on this idea of the harp family tree. There was an article in Harp Column on that theme a few editions ago, and they thought that it would be very appropriate to talk about Hasselmans and then his generation that he fostered. So, of course, that would be Renier, Tournier, Salzedo, and Grangeny.
Angela, where can people find you in the world?
People can find me on my website, which is www.angelaschwarzkopf.com. And since my name is really long and hard to spell, I'm going to spell it out for you. Angela is A-N-G-E-L-A, and Schwarzkopf is S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-K-O-P-F.
That's it for our fifth episode. Many thanks to Angela Schwarzkopf for speaking with us. Music for today's episode comes from Park Stickney's new album, All Harp Globe Live, reviewed in the current issue of Harp Column by Allison Young. To learn more about Harp Column, please visit www.harpcolumn.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Finch, and we at Harp Column hope that you have a spectacular week.